Independent Traders Net. My name is Ricky. My call sign is Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-ray. I'm located just north of Beaumont, Texas. I will be one of your net controllers this morning. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for the buying, the selling, or trading of amateur radio equipment and a source of information or announcements pertaining to the amateur radio community. Got a few simple guidelines here. Emergency traffic always has priority. If you have an emergency during the net, please use the word break or give us your full call sign. Acknowledge that you have an emergency, and we will take care of that first and foremost. With that being said, is there an emergency or priority traffic? Please come now. All right, I want to remind everybody that this is a direct net. Please direct all your comments or questions through net control. We do accept third-party leases, and as long as they're not from a commercial dealer. Please state the name, the contact, and the call sign, the contact, and the name for the third party. It says buyer beware of net. Net controls are not responsible for deals, whether they go good or bad. If you're going to do a deal with somebody, make sure you do your homework. Alrighty, we have two alternate net controllers on frequency this morning. We have Jake, AM5QS over in Alice, Texas, and we have Dennis, W5DPK up in the Longview area. I want to remind everybody that Rusty, WK5R, does record these nets and put them on his website, WK5R.org/TradersNetReplays. That's Whiskey Kilo 5 Romeo.org/TradersNetReplays. Keeps them for about a month or so. Alrighty, Dennis, I'm going to turn this over to you. Let you do your ham fist list.
Alright, will do. Good morning, one and all. This is W5DPK. And you are listening to the Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net. We're going to go through some ham fists. Let's see, it might be a little bit discombobulated, but we'll get through it. All right, coming up October 2nd and 3rd is the Ham Expo. That's the Belton Ham Fest. Jay may say a few words about that later on in the program. Again, Belton, October 2nd and 3rd. October 10th is the Atlanta Ham Expo, Atlanta, Texas. That's going to be, I think, the second year or third year for that one. October 24th is Texoma Hammerama. That's Ardmore, Oklahoma. November 13th and 14th is the CRHRC, which stands for the Crossroads Ham Radio Club in El Campo, Texas. They're going to have their annual Ham Fest and raffle drawing. Again, that's November 13th and 14th. November 14th is the Fannin County Amateur Radio Club Ham Fest. That's going to take place in Bonham, Texas. Bonham, Texas. Now, hang on a second here. Let me pick up this piece of paper. Okay, in no particular order, September 12th, coming up in a couple of weeks, is the Queen Wilhelmina Ham Fest up on top of the mountain, Mena, Arkansas. Let's see, October 10th is the Wood County Amateur Radio Club tailgate sale. That is going to take place in Quitman, Texas at the Jim Hogg State Park. That's on Highway 37, just south of downtown Quitman. Let's see, October 17th is the 7290 Traffic Net Picnic. That's going to be in Gilmer, Texas. Details is on their website. Let's see, October 24th, the Midland Tailgate Sale in Midland, Texas. It's put on by the Midland Amateur Radio Club. It's going to be at the clubhouse. For details, go to www.w5qgg.org. October 31st is the Kilgore Tailgate Sale, downtown Kilgore, Texas. Also on the 31st of October, that's a Saturday, it's the Springtown Tailgate Sale, Springtown, Texas. And last but not least, it's the December 5th is the Minden, Louisiana Ham Fest. Minden, Louisiana. It's always close to Christmas. This year it's going to be December 5th. And I believe that's it for the HamFest recap. Back to you, Ricky, W5DPK.
All right, anybody else have anything they want to add for the HamFest? All right, hearing none, we're going to go and start taking some listings. I'm going to take ask for call signs. I'm going to write them down in the order that I receive them. Once I acknowledge your call sign, please give me your full call, your name, your location, the body of your listing, and your contact information. On the contact information, make sure to give it to me twice so I can write it down correctly. All right, with that being said, anybody, buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now.
885-RT.
All righty, I have 885-RT. Is there another?
K5IZ.
All right, K5IZ. Is there any more?
Whiskey 1, Juliet, Charlie, Whiskey.
All right, I have Whiskey 1, Juliet, Charlie, Whiskey. At number 3, is there another?
KM5QS for third party.
KM5QS, I got you at number 4. Is there any more? All right, AA5RT, Mr. Ronnie Bob, go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. This is Alpha 5 Romeo Tango. Ronnie Bob near Winkle, Texas. I've got a listing for the upcoming camp, Expo, Belton, Texas, 2nd and the 3rd of October. Anybody want to look at it? It's too long to list, so I'm going to just look on QTH.com. It's on there today. I put it on there this morning. Anyway, I look forward to seeing everybody. I'm on the west side of the building, back towards the near the rear of the building. Hope to see everybody there. Thank you. Tom Stack for helping my friend out there with the ICOM 7100. AA5RP. That's all what I got. Thank you.
All right, Ronnie Bob. All right, folks, Ronnie Bob, AA5RT, said he's got some stuff for sale. You can go on QTH and look for it. I'm sorry, on QTH. It's AA5RT. Look him up. All righty. K5IZ, go ahead, Russ.
Yeah, good morning, all. K5IZ. I have a couple of items for sale. One is a German-made Dressler amplifier. If you're not familiar, you look it up. Look under DC9DZ Project Amplifier. This is a Katina 8K Ultra amplifier. It's capable of 8,000 watts output. It's got a brand new GU78V tube in it, and I've gone through it, and it's 100% really good shape amplifier, and I'd say excellent condition. Anyway, he wants, the gentleman who owns it said he'll take $6,000 as rock bottom price for it. And I got it here in my shop, so I'm going to take it to Belton. And so if anybody's interested, please get in touch with me. Call K5IZ. Ricky has my detailed contact information if you need that. Over. And, oh, yeah, I have a, while you're writing all that down, Ricky, I have a Swan 350. A Swan 350 here I've gone through in mint shape. Really good shape, full 365 watts out, measured on my calibrated certified meter, and I'll be taking it to Belton also, and I'll sell it for $300, K5IZ.
Hey, Rusty, can you give me that email again?
Yes, rusty_radio@yahoo.com, rusty_radio@yahoo.com.
That's what I thought it was. I just wanted to make sure. All right, folks, Rusty K5IZ up in the Kirksville, Texas area. He has an amplifier for sale. It's a Dressler. I've actually seen this amp, and it is massive. It's a Katina 8K Ultra. It is capable of doing 8 kilowatts out. It's got a new GE78B tube in it. He's asking $6,000 for it. He also has a Swan 350, and it is mint. He's went through it. I've seen that radio also. Very clean radio. He's asking $300 for the Swan 350, and he will be at Belton with this equipment. You can get a hold of him at rusty_radio@yahoo.com. That is rusty_radio@yahoo.com. Or if you want to If you want to call him, you can contact me, 409-239-8063. 409-239-8063, and I'll pass on his information to you. Alrighty, next one, W1JCW. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Thanks for doing the nets. Everyone sounds good. Let's hope conditions hold in there for a bit. Another hot day on tap, so we've already got a bunch of things done outside, and we got the dipole fix that I am talking on now, inverted V at 100 feet, so you guys let me know how the thing sounds. Nice to be back on the net. Every time I go to get in here, I got a lot of things going on, so just getting in here and talking with everyone. So hope everyone's doing well. Hopefully we'll make it out to Belton. Any of the items I list, I can bring to Belton, well, except for the tower and the antennas. I have MRF-422 match high-power transistors. These are match pairs, and I've got a few pairs. I'm asking $150 a pair. I have two ground-mounted verticals. One of them is by Electrospace, which was up in Richardson back in the heyday, 32 feet long. It's got a five-bay capacitive pack on top. So it's a very unique antenna, but it will tune down to 160, ground-mounted vertical. And I've got one of those up, adapter plates from DX Engineering on it as well. This thing is quarter-wall aluminum, very heavy-duty. And I'm asking $375 local pickup and volume. And I also have one of those 43-foot verticals, and I'm asking $400 for that first pickup here. I also have a lot of 316 galvanized die wire, so if anyone needs any die wire at a good price, everything has been stored inside. 316. So I've got various blanks, and I've got a bunch that have insulators on it too. So you can kind of build your own thing. And if you want to contact him about the guy wire, just come on by and pick up what you want. And I don't know the price on that, just we can go from there. The next thing, well, probably the last thing, I have a 106-foot motorized tower. It's a commercial tower, very heavy duty. Twice the strength of any U.S. tower stuff they have out there. It's manufactured by Integrated Power System. Now, they were up in Tulsa for many, many years. They moved and merged with, if you guys are familiar with, Aluma Tower in Florida. So, I'm asking $9,000 for just the tower. It's got all new cables, pulleys, bearings, grade 8 hardware, and all that stuff. I could be reached at 972-345-4368, and I'm good on QRZ. Thanks a lot for doing the net. Over.
All right, John, we got to sound good. All right, folks, John up in Bryan, Texas, W1JCW. He's got MRF-422 matched pairs. He's asking $150 a pair for the MRF-422s. He also has two ground-mounted verticals, one at 34, I believe it was that, was that first one 34-foot vertical, John?
It's 32 feet.
32 foot. Okay, he's got two ground-mounted verticals. One's 32 foot. He's asking $375. The other one is a 43 foot. He's asking $400. He also has a bunch of 3/16 galvanized guide wire, a bunch of different lengths with some of them's got insulators. He said them are negotiable. You have to get a hold of him and y'all can work out a deal on the guide wires. He also has a 106 foot commercial motorized crank-up tower. It was made by ITS at one time, and then they merged with another company. He wants $9,000 for the 106-foot commercial motorized tower. If you're interested in any of this stuff, you need some more details or information, you can call John at 972-345-4368. That is 972-345-4368. Anybody need a fill on John's listening? Alrighty, KM5QS. Go ahead, Jay.
Alright, I have a couple of earlies. This one is from Dario, November 5, Quebec, Victor Fox. He's out there in West Texas. He has a Flex radio, excellent condition, 6500 with the optional internal tuner. The only reason he's moving is because he's got two of them and he doesn't need two of them. So he wants $1,200 for that shipped to the lower 48 states. And you can text him first at area code 325-660-4035. That's 325-660-4035. And once again, his name is Dario. His call is November 5, Quebec, Victor Fox, and he's on the good guy list. Secondly, I have a, this is an ad for Belton from N5GQ. Bill, who is the notorious Mississippi entrepreneur who will buy your junk. He will give you a fair price for your busted stuff and take it home, fix it, and do whatever he wants to do with it. But at any rate, he likes to do that. So if you have anything it's busted, you're tired of dusting it off, you bring it to Belton, and Bill might offer you 50 cents for it. You never know, he might do better than that. And anyway, that's pretty much for the second one. As far as I'm concerned, Belton, second and third, going to be there on the first, setting up. Anybody that wants to donate anything, if you don't want to bring something, but you want to help us out, you can send me a card. It's getting a little close for that. We've only got 32 days to go. But at any rate, whether you donate or not, you're welcome to the pit. And the Temple Amateur Radio Club, a bunch of fine fellows, and we do this every year. I've been there for 30 years now. So looking forward to seeing everybody. Back to you, Ricky, KM5QS.
All right, Jay, do you still have the VGF-1 voice board for sale?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add that in there. What's your contact information again? I know text. What's your phone number?
Okay, my phone number, and here again, please text me first because of the spam calls. It's 361-453-2731. Repeat, 361-453-2731. Over.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, folks, hey, KM5QS has got a couple of third-party listings. The first one is for Dario, N5QVF, out in West Texas. He's got a Flex 6500 with the internal tuner. He's asking 1,200 shipped for the 6500 with the internal tuner. You can text Dario at 325-660-4035. That is 325-660-4035. Second and third party listing is for Bill, N5GQ over Mississippi. It says if you got any junk you want to get rid of, radios, amplifiers, things of that nature, if you're coming to Belton, bring them with you, and he'll make you some offers on them. So if you got any junk you want to get rid of and you're going to Belton, look him up. It's N5GQ. Third thing, Jay has a VGS-1 voice board for sale. VGS-1 voice board guarantees it to work. He's asking $200 on the VGS-1 voice board. And Jay's phone number, texting first, is 361-453-2731. 361-453-2731. Anybody need a fill on them listings? All right. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come out.
Whiskey 1, Juliet, Charlie Whiskey.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I forgot one of the other items I have there. I have a 40-meter Yagi. It's an M-Square 40 Mike 3 Lima. 40 Mike 3 Lima. Three elements. I think the boom is 32 feet long, something like that. And it also has the 17-meter option with it, too. This is something that the owner personally provided. So that was kind of interesting. Anyway, this thing's really nice. It's a couple years old, and Let's see, there's over $4,000 into the antenna. I'm asking $2,000 local pickup in Bryan. And I've got it all broken down, tied up, ready to go. So if you bring your trailer, we can break the boom down some more. And anyway, that's what I've got there. I got the manual, all that kind of good stuff. And it's just got all the clamps and the ropes and everything else that goes with it. I can be reached at 972-345-4368. And I'm good on QRZ. Thanks again. I appreciate it. 7-3.
No problem, John. All right, folks. John over in Bryan, Texas, W1JCW. W1JCW has a 40-meter Yagi. It's the M-Square 40 M3L. It's 32 foot long. It does have the 17-meter option element to go with it. That's a good size antenna for a 40-meter 3-element. He's asking $2,000 local pickup. So if you're interested in a good 40-meter Yagi with a 17-meter option, give him a call at 972-345-4368. 972-345-4368. Anybody need a fill on John's list? Alright, folks. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come down.
Kilo Delta 5 Foxtrot to Juliet Foxtrot.
Kilo Delta 5 Foxtrot, Juliet Foxtrot. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, everybody. This is Rob in Temple. I have a HiQ antenna screwdriver, model number HQ421007, and from my lookup, it looks to be the 6 through 160 meter version, and I have a controller with it, not probably the original one, but I do have an MSJ controller, and I will be willing to let this go for $600. And anybody interested, please give me a call. My phone number is 254-421-7492. And please text first, and this will be up at Belt. So I hope to see you there. 85SJF.
Alrighty, Rob, we got you. Hi, folks. Rob over in Temple, Texas, KD5SJF, Kilo Delta 5 Foxtrot, Juliet Foxtrot. He has a HiQ screwdriver. It's the HiQ screwdriver. It's the HQ421007, 6 to 160. That is a legal limit screwdriver, by the way. He does have the controller to go with it. He's asking $600 for the HiQ screwdriver. If you're going to Belt and you want to pick it up there, I'm pretty sure 100% he would bring and make the deal with you there. Alrighty, folks, his phone number is 254-421-7492. That's 254-421-7492. Give him a text first, let him know who you are, what you're interested in, and he will get back with you. Anybody need a fill on Rob Plissy? Alrighty, anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come now.
Sweet Apple Pie.
N0SAP. Go ahead, Sap.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning. Can you copy me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Signal's come down a little bit for some reason here today, but I need some technical help. All the technicians listen up here. I bought a Uniden President, HR2510. The radio works fine, except the one little glitch the radio has is in the CW mode. And not every time, but most of the time, when you start to send, it wants to send before you start sending. It's a weird thing about the thing. And I didn't know if there was anybody out there knows of this, or
HR2510. It is the 10 meter radio. He's having some issues with it in CW mode. Said it's adding an extra character. Says it's acting really weird. Says it works. Everything works. He's just having an issue with it in CW mode. So if you know anything about it, you know what may be causing this, give SAP a call at 417-425-6480. 417-425-6480. Anybody need to fill on that, please?
Thanks, Richard.
Yes, sir, no problem. All right, anybody else? Bye, still a trade giveaway. Come out. Is that Kilo Juliet 5 Oscar Delta Tango? Copy that?
No, sir. Just spots of it. Where is it located again? September 26th? Okay. Perryville, Arkansas. And let's see. Go through that last part about W5OLA. Okay, and are they on Facebook or on the World Wide Web? Okay, thank you. I'll look it up and put it on the list. Thank you.
Anybody else? Buy, sell, or trade your way. Come in. Well, since we got a little bit of time, I'm going to make some postings here. This is Ricky, Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-Ram, located north of Beaumont, Texas. I got a few amps to sell here. The first one is an Alpha 8410. Got the 4CX 1000s in it. It does legal limit plus with no issues at all. I'm asking $3,000 for it. I have an Alpha 89. Alpha 89 does legal limit, no issues at all. Asking $2,000 for it. I actually have the amplifier that I'm talking on right now, the Meritron ALS 1300. It's been gone through by Rusty K5IZ and has been fully repaired. Been using it for a couple days now. I'm asking 1600 for it. And I also have an Ameritron AL80B, an AL80B for 750. For 750, it does have a new tube in it. And I do have some third-party listings here that I'm going to go through right quick. The first one is for Jimmy, WB5LYB, up in Hornbeck, Louisiana. He has an AL80, an AL80 Ameritron. Has a 4400 in it right now, but he does have a spare 3500Z2 to go with it. I seen this little amp yesterday. It is in very clean shape. He's asking 600, 600 for the AL80 with the extra tube. You can contact Jimmy if you're interested in it at 318-452-0247. That's 318-452-0247, and that is Jimmy, WB5LYB in Hornbeck, Louisiana. The second is for K1LFK. It's K1LFK. That is Jeremy in the Beaumont, Texas area. He has an Omni 6 Plus, that's a Tentec Omni 6 Plus with the Tentec Desmite. And he also has a Tentec 425 Titan to go with it. I have seen this station myself and used it. It's a very good, clean station. Everything functions as it should. He's asking $1,500 for the pair, $1,500 for the whole station. So if you're interested in it, you can give Jeremy a call or text him at 409-540-5207. That's 409-540-5207. Anybody need a fill on any of the listings?
Yeah, what two items did Jeremy have?
Jeremy had a Tentec Omni 6 Plus radio with the Tentec bass mic, and he also had a matching Tentec 425 Titan to go along with it. It is complete. It does work. Everything functions as it should. He's asking $1,500 for the pair.
Roger. Thank you much.
Yes, sir. Anybody else need a feel? All righty. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come in. Anybody? Buy, sell, trade, giveaway. Come now.
WQ5J.
WQ5J. Go ahead, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I just wanted to reiterate the need of Jim Bennett, K0IEI, who probably many of you know. He attends the Belt and Ham Fest. Because his granddaughter takes him down there. Also, he's on the boat anchor net on Wednesday nights. Anyway, Jim in early July had a stroke, and he's still in recovery. He's having a difficult time, and he can't climb the stairs. But he has a flex radio in the garage with a four-pill amplifier, and it does about 400 watts. So upstairs in the first floor, above the garage, is a room that he's in, and he's got an FTDX-10. And he would like to get that amplifier brought up there and connected so he could operate from there. I just feel like that would really help his recovery. Jim is in Woodway, which is about 5 minutes from Waco, if you don't already know that. And I think he's northeast of Waco by, like I say, 5 miles, and so it would be pretty easy for someone to resolve that situation. I've got his information as far as his phone number. His daughter lives with him, That's Betty Bennett, and she's familiar to some extent of amateur radio and so on, and would like to, she could certainly direct somebody to do what needs to be done. So anyway, that's the story. I did this on Wednesday night, and hopefully somebody will take up the horse and maybe get this done for Jim. He's 93 years old. He's a great guy. Certainly an absolutely wonderful ham radio operator. And if there's anybody that could help him, it would really, really be appreciated. WQ5J.
Okay, Tom, how can we get a hold of somebody, if somebody around there can get over there and help him out? Who do we need to contact, and what's the contact information?
Well, I would say this, that if they would email me, I will give them the contact information. I have the phone numbers for both Jim and Betty, and I would prefer that somebody contact Betty, but I'll give them both phone numbers. Roger?
What's your email, Tom?
What's your email, Tom?
Tom.stack73@yahoo.com. Tom.stack73@yahoo.com.
Alrighty, I'm pretty sure everybody heard Tom. Does anybody need to fill on his listing or any more information concerning K0IEI's need for some help for moving some equipment?
Comment? Yes, sir. This is Jay, KM5QS. Jim's been checking into the Boat Anchor Net for quite a while. He's a good guy, and there has to be somebody in the Waco area that's capable of lifting 35, 40 pounds that can help the man out. That's what this hobby's all about, helping each other and the camaraderie of it. So I would encourage someone. If I was a little closer, I'd go up there tomorrow, but I can't make it from here. I got too much to do down here. Anyway, somebody help Jim out. He deserves it. KM5QS.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, Tom. Thank you. Thanks for letting everybody know. And we'll see if we can't get that young man some help. All righty. Anybody else?
Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come down.
I got one more if you could stand it.
Go ahead.
Stand it.
Go ahead, Tom.
All right. Was there somebody else in there?
Yeah, I don't know. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, all right. All right, folks. I've got kind of an unusual deal here. I've got a, I've access to a 128-foot Big Bertha tower that needs to be removed. Top of the tower is a stepper 4E antenna with the controller. Now, the controller, of course, is down in the shack, and it allows you to extend and retract the elements and so on. So it's quite a one deal. Now, the Big Berthas, obviously, they were in the thousands and thousands of dollars in their time. This thing is obviously ground-mounted, no radials. It is rotated from a chain-driven device on the bottom of the tower. And the antenna is fairly new. It was about $7,000 with the controller when it was new. The person, the wife, that is wanting to remove the tower, and she just wants it down, that's all. So it would be a pretty good judge of work to do it. you'd need like a front end loader and maybe a scissor rental or a crane in order to get a lot of that stuff down at 128 feet. And I went up there and operated it, so I know that it works okay. And the controller with the antenna, like I say, was over 7,000. Here's the whole key. She's only wanting $2,000 for the tower. Obviously, you've got to know, if you know anything about Big Bertha's, that that's a steal. And as far as the antenna is concerned, if you don't want that, then when you take down the tower, she would take that antenna and we would resell it. But if you want the antenna, it's $1,000. So the whole deal is $3,000, plus you would obviously have to be equipped to do all of the work that is involved in that. And I would want anybody to contact me first, because I would like to know for sure that you have the wherewithal to take this down. This is kind of a major project. So anyway, that's it. 128-foot Big Bertha, Stepper 4E antenna on it with the controller and all the cables and so on to go with it. WQ5G, use my email address, tom.stack73@yahoo.com, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Where's that thing located, Tom?
It's up here in North Texas. It's in actually in Granbury.
Okay, thanks.
And that listing's for a Silent Key Widow?
Yes.
Alrighty. Alrighty, folks. Anybody need a feel on Tom's listing about the 128-foot Big Bertha with a step IR on it? Alright, Tom, we got all your information down. And anybody else, buy, sell, trade, give away, come now.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anybody else, buy, sell, trade, give away, come now. Jaybo, you want to take a swing at it?
Oh, I guess I can. Sitting here dozing off a little bit. Well, not really. Hi, folks. This is JKM5QS. This is the Sunday Morning Texas Traders Net. Looking for listings. Anyone out there, buy, sell, trade, giveaway, information, statements of interest to the amateur community, come now. Anyone, anywhere. You do not have to be in Texas. Take that as a no, Ricky. KM5QS back net control.
Yes, sir. I just thought about something, too, that I have a want for. And I can order one online. That's just if anybody's got a spare laying around. This is Ricky, KE5PYX, over in Beaumont, Texas. I'm looking for the embroidered cover for FTDX101D. The embroidered cover goes over 101. Phone number is 409-239-8063. Like I said, I know I can order them on the internet, but if somebody's got one laying around that they're not using and wants to get rid of it, get out of their way, I'd rather do that than have to order one on the World Wide Web. All right, anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come down. All right, Dennis, want to take a swing at it?
Yes, sir, we'll try. This is W5DPK for net control. This is the Sunday Morning Texas Trader Stand. If you've got something to buy, sell, trade, or give away, come now with your call sign suffix.
W5TER, Whiskey 5, Tango, Echo, Romeo.
Alright, I heard somebody in there, but I need a relay. That's very, very weak station.
K5TER, I think. It's going to be trying to be here.
Tango, Echo, Romeo. W5TER.
Yes, it's W5TER. W5, Tango, Echo, Romeo.
Okay, was that W5 Tango Echo Lima? Is that correct?
Romeo.
Romeo.
Negative.
Not Lima,
Romeo.
W5
Tango Echo Romeo.
Okay, very good. W5 Tango Echo Romeo. I'm going to need a relay for sure. KB5WB has a copy on you, so if you can relay that would work. Go ahead with your listing.
Nothing for the net. Just sign in to the net and enjoy what's going on the air.
Okay, W5TER, you have nothing to list, is that correct? You have nothing to list?
Be hiding me. Oh, my fire won't work.
I fired up at him. He said, nope. Okay, he has nothing to lift. He was just checking in. This is KB5WB back to net control.
Okay, very good, very good. KB5WB, W5DPK, very good. W5TER, good morning to you. And thanks for checking in. Back to you, Ricky.
Alrighty, thank you, David, for the relay. Thank you, Dennis. Alrighty, anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, get away. Come now.
November 5, Charlie Oscar.
November 5, Charlie Oscar. Good, sir.
Yes, sir. I have a silent key ICOM 7300 for sale. I don't have the original box, but it has the original manual, and it'll be the price will be $500 plus shipping.
Okay, sir. What's your name, your location, and your contact information?
My name is Cliff Oliver. What else do you need?
Okay, Cliff, you're located in Spring, Texas?
Yes, sir, I am.
All righty, and your contact information?
My phone number is 210-722-8728.
All righty, we got you. Hi, folks, N5CCO, it's Cliff over in Springtown, Texas. He has an ICOM 7300, it's from a Silent Keys estate. Doesn't have the original box, but he does have the manual and everything for it. He's asking $500 plus shipping. So if you're interested in this, give Cliff a call at 210-722-8728. That is 210-722-8728. Anybody need a fill on Cliff's list? All right, Cliff, appreciate it, sir. Thank you for being here, and thank you for your listening. Anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, give away. Come down.
Yeah, I got a question.
Question?
Yeah, there was something about was it a estate sale from Tom Stack? I need that contact info.
Okay, you can contact Tom by his email. That is tom.stack73@yahoo.com. Let me restart it. That's tom.stack73@yahoo.com. Tom.stack73@yahoo.com.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Alrighty, anybody else? Buy, sell, trade, get away. Come now. Alrighty, folks. Last call. Anybody? Buy, sell, trade, get away. Come now. Last call.
Whiskey 5, Sierra Zulu, Sierra.
Whiskey 5, Sierra, Zulu, Sierra. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, thank you. I just happened to tune over the channel, heard y'all on there. Just curious, was it a net? Am I interrupting?
Oh, it's a trader's net that we have here every Sunday morning here on 7245. It's called the Sunday Morning Texas Independent Trader's Net. And you're welcome to check in. If you have anything to buy, sell, trade, give away, you're welcome to post it there. Go ahead.
Oh, roger, roger. I don't at the moment, but I definitely can write this down and take it for a listen.
Yes, sir. Not a problem. You locate in Abilene, Texas?
Yes, sir, Abilene, Texas.
Alrighty, sir, we got a good copy on you here. We're just north of Beaumont, Texas. Alrighty, sir, appreciate you checking in. Like I said, we do this every Sunday morning here at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time on 7245, everybody.
Roger, roger. Well, I appreciate it. I'm going to put that down here so I know we can come out for it. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir, thank you. Alright, last call. Anybody, buy, sell, trade, give away, come now, last call. Alrighty, well, that sounds like we're going to wrap it up for this morning. Had a really good net this morning. Man, had some had a good bunch of listings this morning. I want to thank everybody for checking in. I want to thank the net controllers. I want to thank the relays. We did. I think we did have one or two new people checking in this morning for listings, and also had also just standard check-in. Alrighty, we're going to go ahead and bring this thing to a close at 10:52 a.m. Central Standard Time and return this frequency back to normal amateur use. This is Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-Ray, wishing everyone God bless and the best of 7-3. KE5PYX.
And don't forget, tonight on 3922 at 7:30, the Continental Traders Net shall be had.
Wait, I forgot about that. I was trying to cut down the mic gain. I could hear the youngin' running around in the background. He was torturing his Mimi to make his pancake.
Oh my goodness, that has to be a priority.
Yeah, it is. I ain't gonna say nothing, but you better make mine too, there, bud.
Yeah, put me on the list.
And they probably be cold by the time you got here.
Got a part there.
I'll be
there
pretty quick.
Put a little
quick,
extra
Ricky.
Maple syrup on them.
They'll
be all right.
I'll take two, Ricky. Well, hang on a minute. Let me reach over here and unplug my headphones. Hang on. Hang on a second.
You start taking orders, your DoorDash is going to go nuts.
What'd you say, Rusty?
I'll take two.
Rusty can get there quicker than we can.
That's right. I'm just up the street, literally.
K5IZ, stand by. I've got some third-party traffic for you. This is Kilo Echo 5, Papa Yankee X-Ray, with some third-party traffic. Stand by.
Okay.
How many do you want, Rusty?
a couple of them would be nice, but I just had breakfast a minute ago. I was just harassing Ricky, but, you know, you need to talk to us more on the radio because you sound a whole lot better than he does.
That's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah, I know. Won't be the last. Well, thank you anyway. Enjoy your pancakes.
Thank you. Have a blessed day. Y'all have a blessed day.
Yeah, if she'd go and get her general license, I wouldn't have to do that all the time.
We will work on her at Belton there for you, Ricky.
Thank you, Josh.